Good morning. It's glad to see some sun yesterday, but it got a little bit hot. There's a lot of green grass growing up and all that stuff. Seeing a lot of RVs going back and forth and boats and stuff, so that's pretty exciting. Another thing about green grass, the grass in the back, we're still going to stay off that for a little bit, make sure that the grass is growing fine so we don't destroy that before it gets going too fast. So just we're going to try to keep the kids off best we can for a while, and vehicles too, obviously. But as you can see in our announcements today, we're going to start with those, and you can see in the amount that we raised for a youth group going on our missions trip last week, and that was a really good turnout. We had a lot of fun, saw a lot of growth in the youth too as we put that on, and you guys can read about that. And a big thank you to you guys. We couldn't do it without you, so we're pretty excited about our missions trip, and we're going to be working on that from these weeks going forward. So it'll be fun, and we're going to go down to Colorado and have a good time and hopefully a lot of growth. Then on the April 21st, we got the ladies' spring tea here at the church. So there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. Mark going on the Facebook page if that's what you want to do, just so that way everybody can know, and I think that'll be a fun time for you gals. Then on the 27th is a bridal shower for Abby Kettle Hut. You guys can see all the details there. That'll be at 2 o'clock on Saturday, the 27th. Then graduation Sunday is the day after. So if you guys have any graduates that you know of, get them to April or I or Mark or whoever that can point you in the right direction of honoring those graduates for the work that they've put in and the time they've spent here. Then for the Great Jungle Journey for VBS. I brought this shirt up here so you guys could all see it because it's kind of cool. It's a shirt. And this also reminds you that there's a sign-up sheet to get some. There's a little deal on the back, the seven C's. You got all the C's. So if you want one of these, you have to help with VBS because they are so cool. But go sign up. There's a sign-up sheet out there. Put your name and your shirt size. And if you already know where you want to help, write that down too, because that'd be great. I need to get these ordered like yesterday. So if we could get a good list of sizes, we could get those ordered and get them here well in time for VBS and our missions trip. So also with mission trip funding, if you were looking to go on a short-term missions trip, you get there's applications out there before May 5th, so they can get those looked through and get that done for you guys. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Hebrews 4:12. And it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart."
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing number 479, Onward Christian Soldiers, number 479.
Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brother, Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems praise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army lives a church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng, blend with us your voices in the triumph song. Glory, Lord, and honor, King. This through countless ages, men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Wonderful singing. If you take this time to greet one another, let each other know that you're glad to see them. Well, good morning again. As you find your seats, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just a couple that I've been given. On Friday, Tyler and Jacqueline Hahn had an appointment up in Aberdeen, and there were some signs that she may be starting labor. And so they had her and Tyler drive to Sioux Falls. The text yesterday, Tyler would like us to pray for safe delivery, healthy babies, healthy Jacqueline. Things are stable. They're just waiting for the rest of the labor signs to begin. I know they were hoping to wait till the end of April, but right now they're just basically hovering around Sioux Falls. She was admitted to the hospital. They're thinking they may, if things don't progress, may have them stay at the Ronald McDonald House to stay close to the hospital. So please be praying for Tyler and Jacqueline and their two little ones as they anticipate their delivery, as well as June Ohm has been absent from us for a couple of weeks. She's been dealing with some significant back issues. She's had some appointments with the doctor, but they're going to need to do more testing. So please continue to pray for June. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Stacy. Oh. So Erica, we've been praying. She had an ankle surgery 6-8 months ago, and then she had another ankle surgery. So it is wonderful to see you out and about without the rest of the, I know you have internal hardware, but all the external stuff that gets in the way. But we'll be praying as you start walking that things strengthen up and your ankle stays healed. But it is good to see you. Stacy. Yes, the calving season is one, but also for the prayer request is for Dalton Hinman. We've prayed for him for years because of his heart issues. And this week, they'll be heading up to Mayo's. Lord willing, he'll be receiving a pacemaker. So how old is Dalton? I put you on the spot. Grandma and Grandpa should know. 10, there we go. So time flies. But as a 10-year-old, it's just, he's a miracle walking around, and so we continue to pray for his health. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Liz. Yes, we are very thankful to see John and Liz and Miles back with us from his surgeries this week. They'll have another appointment with the cardiologist and chest x-ray to check on the fluid around his heart and lungs. And we pray that that is dissipating. So, but it is good to see him moving around and smiling and to have you all here. So that's a huge praise. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Yes, that is very true. So the first prayer request is for Shirley. She has been dealing with some knee pain and received a couple of cortisone shots. So we pray that those find the exact spot that needs to provide comfort. But also the reminder of the events of yesterday, since October 7th with Israel, but also yesterday Iran sent some direct attacks against Israel. And so praying for cooler heads. As also that God would intervene in this situation. Any other prayer requests or praises?
In the bulletin, with the others of health needs, the second person on that list is Bo. That is my cousin, Nina's niece. We spent last weekend with her, and I hesitate to say this, but I think maybe take her off with her, because she is 500% better than she was. She would know that.
That is wonderful. I appreciate the praise update that I wish I was 500% better. But that is great news. So we've been praying for Bo. That is Anita's cousin, and grateful that you guys got to see her, and we continue to pray, but we might remove her off the list. But it's nice to move people off the list because of improving. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have in the country that we live in. We're grateful for freedom of worship, that as we exercise that on this Sunday, as we are reminded each time we come together of being brought into a family, that you have, in the sending of your Son, in his sacrifice, through the receiving of that gift, have adopted us as your children, as sons and daughters. And you are intimately aware of all things that are going on and those that things that are going on in our lives. And so we pray not to inform you of something you don't know, but to remind ourselves that there are so many things going on that we have no control over. And it is an acknowledgement of your dependence upon you, that we follow the example of your Son, that even the second person of the Trinity, as he came as a man, still took time to come apart and to pray. And may we always come with the same mind as even Jesus' last prayers of, "Not my will, but yours be done." So, Father, in the difficulties and in the praises, help us to always stay focused upon you, thankful that you do hear and you do act in your timing. We lift up Tyler and Jacqueline to you. We pray that you would continue to watch over them. We pray for Jacqueline and the babies that the timing to come into this world would be safe, would be watching over their health, their development. For Tyler as Jacqueline's helpmate, that you would give him wisdom and to be the helpmate you've called him to be. We thank you for modern medicine, and we pray for June Ohm, wisdom for the doctors, that your healing hand would touch her back, provide comfort from and relief from what she's dealing with. Father, we lift up Dalton Hinman and his trip to Mayo for the anticipation of receiving this pacemaker. We pray that that would continue to give him a great quality of life. We thank you for him being a part of this world and a part of the Hinman family, and also, in a sense, a part of us. And we thank you that we've been able to walk alongside of them for these 10 years to see miracle after miracle. And as a reminder, as we've praised what you've done in Miles' life, we thank you for the surgery, how well he's healing. For the appointment coming up, we pray that they would receive good news. Again, we pray for strength for Miles and his heart, for Liz and John, that you would continue to lift them up, and as you walk beside them, give them strength for each day. Father, we pray for Ernie and Shirley. We pray for Shirley and the knee pain that the cortisone shots would take and provide relief. We are grateful to hear the news of Beau and for her recovery. Father, we pray that you would continue to strengthen her. We also think of the ministries of our church. We thank you for VBS that's coming up in May, the opportunities we'll have again to minister to the students of our community. Pray that you would give each of us workers wisdom for Pastor Abe and as he guides and directs us, for the opportunity of planting the seeds of the gospel message, that would find hearts that are prepared. Father, we also pray for our youth group. We thank you for last week's service that they led us through and the opportunity to see their talents and abilities that you're developing in them. We pray for the missions trip that they are planning, that you would be going before them and preparing the hearts of those students in Colorado. Father, we lift up our world and the events going on in the Middle East. It is seemingly throughout history that area sets a tone for what goes on around the world. And Father, we pray that the Prince of Peace would intervene. Not that you're not able, but it is in your timing. And you move the hearts of the kings as you will. And Father, we pray that you would use these events to draw both the Jewish people and the Muslim people to yourself. Father, I pray that you would protect for our own country, that you give our leaders wisdom. As we go through this election season, that we as your people would be discerning, that our elected leaders would seek to bring alongside of them individuals that follow you, that you would bring individuals into their lives to point to one greater than themselves. Father, as we look at the opportunities of our church, we think about our missionaries around the world. We pray for the Weens family, continue to use them in Russia. We're grateful to hear about Olya receiving her green card and able to come and visit in the States, see her children. We do pray for them and their ministry and all the different facets they're involved in. For the offering we're about to receive from her people, we thank you for the gifts, and we thank you for each one that gives and use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful day to be in God's house. Yesterday was gorgeous. Today is. We're blessed every day. We're going to stand. We're going to bless Jesus. We're going to love him from our hearts and from our words.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Last week, the praise band sang Holy Forever. We're going to sing that as a congregation today. I challenge you to just let the Holy Spirit really feed these words into your soul. They are just so powerful. There's so much love, and there's so much of God's commitment to us within these words and the way we should love him back. Please join us.
Sing the song of ages to the land. we stand this morning, or we sit this morning, in awe of who you are, and of the fact that despite the difference between your holiness and our unholiness, that you still love us, and you sent your Son to die so that we could be reconciled to you. We thank you for that love and for the gift of your Son, for the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.